Imagine that you're in your 50s and you have a 21-year-old son.
想象你现在50岁，有一个21岁的儿子。
On the day after he graduates from college, he insists that he wants to go on a hiking trip through Tibet.
他大学毕业后，他坚持要去西藏做一个徒步旅行。
Of course, you're concerned about his safety.But he insists that he wants to go, and so he's an adult, so you let him go.
你很担心他的安危，可是他现已成人了，他坚持要去，你只能让他去。
But you decide that there's one thing you can do to assure his safety.
但你想到可以做一件事，可以让他安全。
You give him a global smartphone.
你给他一个全球通用的智慧型手机。
With this, he can make unlimited phone calls and unlimited 5G access from any place in the world.
其中有无线通讯，还有无线发短信的这个吃到饱的这个东西。
He figured that with his phone, he'll be able to use the GPS if he gets lost.
用这个电话，他可以使用他上面的全球定位系统，就不会迷路。
He can keep everybody updated about his adventures on Facebook.
也可以在脸书上面随时让大家知道他的近况。
And he can give you a call anytime he needs help.
他也可以随时打电话，在他有需要帮忙的时候打电话给你。
When you give him the gift, he seems pleased but a little bit distracted.
你给他礼物时，他似乎很开心，却又有点这个被干扰。
You know that your son is not the most technologically savvy person in the world, but you figure that with this global smartphone, he should be fine.
你的儿子并不是一个对高技术的东西很熟练，但是你想他应该是没问题的。
So your son leaves for the hitchhiking trip.
好，你儿子就去了，去徒步旅行了。
A couple of days go by, but you don't get any phone calls, and there's no updates on the Facebook.
两天过了，你没得到他一通电话，也没看到他在脸书上的任何消息。
But you figure your son must be busy, and it might be hard for him to keep in touch.
但你想，他也许很忙，他也许没时间来做这些东西。
But then a week passes by.
一周过去了。
And then two.
两周。
Finally, a month passes by, and you still have not heard from him.
一个月过去了，你还是没听到他的讯息。
Now you're really worried. So you contact the U.S. Embassy, and they send out word to the Tibetan law enforcers.
你真的太担心了，你就打电话通知美国大使馆，他们就派人到西藏去找你儿子。
Finally, after a few more weeks, you get a call.
最后几周后，你拿到一通电话。
It's your son.
是从你儿子来的。
He's calling you from a police station in a remote village in Tibet.
他在西藏一个偏远的村庄里面的一个警察局里面打电话给你。
He tells you that he got lost while he was hiking in the mountain and he got found by a Tibetan shepherd.
他说他在山中迷路了，却看到一个牧羊的西藏牧羊人。
You ask him, why didn't you call me or update me on Facebook? And you ask him why he didn't use the GPS system so that he wouldn't get lost.
你就稀奇问他，为什么你不打电话给我，或者是把你的消息放在脸书上，或者是使用电话上的 GPS, 你就不会迷路了呢？
Tells you that he didn't do that because he didn't have a GPS and He didn't have any access to phone or to the internet.
他说因为他没有 GPS, 他也没有使用电话或者是使用网路的这个功能。
Then you ask him if he lost his smartphone.
你就问他说难道你弄掉了我给你的智慧手机了吗？
He asks and he replies, smartphone? What's a smartphone?
他居然这样回答，什么是智慧手机啊？
He replied,That's the thing I gave you before you went on the trip.
你就说就是你临走前我给你的那个礼物啊。
He says, "Oh, that was a smartphone. I thought that was a calculator."
Oh, 原来那是智慧手机啊！我以为那只是一个计算机。
I thought you gave it to me so I could convert renminbi to dollars.
我以为你给我手机只是要帮助我把人民币算成美元。
So how would you feel?
听到这话你觉得如何？
you might be glad that your son was able to use his smartphone as a calculator, but you'd be frustrated that he did not use the global smartphone to its full capacity.
也许你会开心你的儿子聪明到能够把智慧手机当计算机使用，可是你也许会很失望，他居然没有把他智慧手机用到最好。
And you'd want to make sure that from now on he would be able to use the gift to the extent that he could.
你希望他从此以后可以让那智慧手机物尽其用。
A lot of Christians are like that fictional young man.
今天很多基督徒就像那一个儿子一样。
Their Heavenly Father desires to have an intimate relationship with them and has given them abundant blessings so that they can enjoy the relationship with Him.
天父想要我们与他有很亲密的关系，也赐给我们很多机会，让我们如此行。
And to a small extent, they are enjoying those blessings.
那事实上没错，在某种程度来说，很多基督徒也是很喜爱这种亲密的关系。
But they could have so much more.
但是他们却就只停仅仅提在这样子而已。
I think that must be how the Apostle Paul felt when he wrote the Ephesians Christians, the book of Ephesians.
当使徒保罗在写以弗所书时，这肯定也是他心中的感受。
He's writing to a group of people who had something very wonderful, but were not fully enjoying it.
因为他写信的对象是给那些有一个充满着美好事物的一群人，却不懂得怎么样去完全享受它。
Paul loved and admired these Ephesian Christians.
保罗非常的仰慕这些以弗所的人。
He had planted their church and had personally helped many of them to become Christians.
他执教会也亲自帮助一些人信主。
And he was excited about a report that he had received from the Ephesians.
而且他从以弗所人得来一个书信，他觉得非常的兴奋。
Let's turn to our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16.
我们来看以弗所书1章15到16节。
For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
In other words, the report about the Ephesians' faith and love made a huge impact on the Apostle Paul so that he thought about them frequently.
书信中提到以弗所人他们的信心和爱时，让使徒保罗不住喜乐，经常想到他们。
And whenever he thought about them, he thanked God for them and he sent up a prayer for them.
每当保罗想到他们，就为神感谢，也经常写信给他们。
Now how convicting is that?
这样是很幸福的一件事吗？
When you notice that people in our church are displaying a faith in Jesus and you notice that they're loving other Christians, do you thank God for them?
当你在你们教会看到一个有正确信仰跟信心的基督徒时，你会为着众弟兄姐妹为他来达到感恩吗？
Or do you just take them for granted?
还是你只是觉得这是理所当然的？
Do reports of other Christians' faith and love motivate you to pray for them?
你教会中有真心爱其他人、有信心的弟兄姐妹时，你会为他们祷告吗？
To be honest, many times when I hear about people believing in Jesus or showing their love to other Christians, I don't even think about praying for them.
说实话，有时听到一些弟兄姐妹存有信心或者存有蛮有爱心时， 我也不觉得怎么样，也不会想到需要特别为他们祷告。
I've grown indifferent to their reports.
已经对他们的这些好消息已经有点麻木了。
And I think a lot of us have that problem as well.
我想我们之中也是很多人有这样的问题。So
let's take a few moments to pray to God that He will forgive us for our ingratitude and our lack of prayer.
所以我们来花一点时间向神祷告，祈求神原谅我们的这些无情麻木。
Lord, we thank you for the faith that we see in the people in this church.
主啊，我谢谢你让我们看见在这教会里面有一些人蛮有信心。
We thank you also for the love that they have for each other.
谢谢你为的是他们彼此相爱。
Lord, forgive us when we take this all for granted.
主啊，当我们看到这些却不以为有什么时，原谅我们。
Lord, we ask for forgiveness for our lack of prayer for them.
也恳求你原谅我们没有经常为这些人去祷告。
We pray that you would develop greater gratitude and greater prayer life in our lives.
恳求你赐给我们更多感恩的心，更多祷告的灵。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
So the Apostle Paul is impressed with the Ephesians Christians' faith in Jesus and their love for each other.
保罗对这些第一基督徒彼此相爱的行为非常的感到印象深刻。
But the Apostle Paul is concerned that something is missing in their lives.
但同时保罗也看到这些人生活中有一件事情还没有达到。
They know a lot about God, but they don't really know God.
他们很认识神，却并不知道神。
They know a lot about God's blessings, but they don't really fully experience those blessings in their own lives.
就是说，他们很理解神的很多恩典，却本身并没有真正经历到这些恩典。
In other words, their theology has not made the 12-inch journey from their head into their heart.
就是说他们知识上的这些神学并没有让他们真正经历到神。
They're like that young man with the global smartphone who's using it as a calculator.
他们有点像那个儿子在使用智慧型手机当成计算机来使用。
They have so much at their hands, but they're not really experiencing an intimate relationship with their father.
他们手中有这么大的一个恩典跟工具，却没有好好使用来与天父的关系好。
So in Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul does two things to address that problem.
所以在以弗所书一章，保罗就使用两个东西来解释这样的问题。
First of all, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, he writes them about the splendor of God and the splendor of his blessings.
第一，在一章一到十四节，保罗提到了神的荣耀和神的救赎。
Then secondly, in verses 15 through 23, he tells them about how they can experience the splendor in their own lives.
那在十五节到二十三节，保罗提到了要在圣徒中得到的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
In other words, in verses 1 through 14, he reminds them about sound theology.
换句话说，在一节到十四节，保罗提醒了他们知识上的神学。
And then in verses 15 through 23, he tells them about how he can get this sound theology can make the 12-inch journey into their heart.
那在十五节到二十三节，保罗解释说要如何用这知识上的神学，让他们能够真正经历到神。
So let's read verses 1 through 14. And so we read these verses, ask yourself two questions.
那就让我们一起来读一节到十四节。当我们在读的时候，请我们在心中这样子问
First, what does this passage say about God?
第一，这段经文说明了有关神什么。
And secondly, what does this passage say about what God has done for me?
第二，这段经文说了神要对关于我自己的事情是什么。
On a side note, this passage is only directed towards Christians.
这段经文是针对基督徒说的。
If you're not a Christian yet, God wants you to experience these blessings.
如果你还不是一位基督徒，神还是想要你经历他的恩典。
But you can only experience these blessings after you put your personal faith in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for your sins and that He rose again to give you eternal life.
但是唯有你把你的信心放在主上，知道主为你而死，为你而活，你才能够有机会去经历神给你的这些恩典。
If you'd like to do that, I encourage you to talk to Pastor Tony or to myself after the worship service.
如果你愿意如此信主，请你在会后你可以与我或是与那个徐牧师来约谈。
So let's read Ephesians 1 through 14.
那我们一起来读。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus by the will of God to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.Praise to the Father and God of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he has chosen us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works everything into the conformity of the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
Verse 1 through 13. 愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。 使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候， 使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
This passage says a lot of splendid things about who God is.
这段经文告诉我们很多关于神的事情。
The first is that God exists as the Father, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
第一，神是借由天父，儿子，还有主耶稣基督，还有圣灵而存在。
Furthermore, we can see that God has the qualities of being glorious, loving, and wise.
而且神是蛮有荣耀、慈爱和智慧的。
But in this passage, Paul not only tells about the splendor of God, but also the splendor of His blessings.
但是保罗不只提到神的荣耀，也提到神恩典的荣耀。
Take a look at verse 3 where the Apostle Paul writes that God has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
我们可以看看第三节，说他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And then in verse 4 he starts to list these spiritual blessings.
那在第四节他开始了一一列出这些福气。
For example, in verse 4, he states that God chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
比如说在第四节说，在基督里创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
In verse 5, Paul writes that God predestined us to be adopted as sons.
第五节说，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子得名分。
Isn't that wonderful to think that we have been adopted into the family of God?
想到我们能在神家中成为一份子是何等的喜悦。
In verse 7, Paul writes that through the shedding of Christ's blood, God grants us the forgiveness of sin.
在第七节说，我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
We don't need to live in guilt because we've been forgiven.
因为我们已得赦免，不需要活在这个。 这个罪活在这个心中有罪行中。
Verse 9 through 10, Paul writes that God revealed the mystery of his will to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under Christ.
第九还有第十节说，我们照着他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
And in verses 11 through 12, Paul writes that we were chosen for the praise of his glory.
那十一到十二节说，我们也在他的荣耀里面得了基业。
And in verses 13 through 14, Paul writes that we were included in Christ and marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
13到14节说，我们既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
And so Paul uses the first 14 verses in Ephesians to remind the Ephesian Christians that God is splendid and he has done splendid things for them.
保罗用这十四节经文告诉我们，神是满有荣耀，也用他的荣耀来照亮爱他的人。
But Paul's concern is that the Ephesians are not really fully enjoying the splendor.
但是保罗的忧愁是，这些以弗所人他们不知道，他们没办法完全去感受这荣耀。
His concern is that the Ephesians have lost their sense of wonder for who God is and for what God has done for them.
保罗觉得以弗所人已经失去了神的荣耀，还有这些荣耀对他们的意义是什么。
And so they were not fully experiencing everything that God had for them.
因此他们无法完全地享受到神带给他们的这些福气。
Or they were like that fictitious son who was using his global smartphone as a calculator.
他们就像那一个小儿子一样，用智慧手机仅仅当一个计算机使用。
And so now Paul tells the Ephesians what they needed to do to fully experience God and all the blessings that he had for them.
所以现在保罗告诉他们说，要如何才能完全的接受神的祝福。
He doesn't tell them to go to a seminary class to study theology.
他并没有叫他们去一些神学院来读更多的神学。
Because Paul knew that their natural abilities wouldn't be good enough to help them experience the supernatural, so that even the best of theological training wouldn't cause them to experience God to the full extent.
因为保罗知道他们自然所生的能力无法让他们去完全经历那超自然的祝福，所以即使是最好的神学教育系统也无法让他们完全去经历神。
Instead, if they were going to experience the supernatural realities, they would need supernatural help.
他们要想得到超自然的福气，就必须要得先有超自然的来的帮助。
But how would they experience or how would they get this supernatural help to help them understand this supernatural reality?
但是要如何得到这超自然的帮助，来让他们能明了这超自然的真理呢？
Paul's answer in verses 17 through 23 is found in one word.
答案是从十七节到二十三节，可以用一个字来形容。
That word is prayer.
那个字就是祷告。
For just as J. A. Wallace once said, prayer moves the hand that moves the world.
J. A. Wallace 曾经说过，祷告是移动世界的手。
In other words, prayer brings down the supernatural power into our natural world.
换句话说，祷告是释放属天的能力，释放属天的能力到地上。
And so in verses 17 through 23, the Apostle Paul informs the Ephesian Christians of two prayers that he's been praying for them so that they could experience supernatural reality in their lives.
在17节到23节，保罗告诉他们他对他们做的两个祷告，能够让他们真正得到这超自然的经历神。
Paul's first prayer can be found in verse 17.
第一个祷告能在十七节看到。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
the Apostle Paul's first prayer for the Ephesians is that God the Father would give them the Holy Spirit so that they would know the Father better.
在这一个祷告里面，保罗期望圣灵，期望天父可以赐给这些人圣灵，让这些人能够更认识这位天父。
You see, Paul didn't merely want the Ephesians to know about God; he wanted them to know God.
你看，保罗并不只是希望这些人能够认识神，他希望他们能够经历神。
As King David wrote in Psalms 34, verse 8.Taste and see that the Lord is good.
大卫王曾在诗篇三十四章八节说到：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。”
There's a difference between knowing that the brown stuff inside this bottle is honey because you can see on the label that it says honey, and then there's a difference between actually.Tasting it and knowing that it is honey.
Can I have some?
Yeah, I can.
看到那黏黏的东西，知道那是，知道那是蜂蜜，和去亲口尝到它，便知道它是蜂蜜。这两者间是截然不同的。
In the same way, there's a difference between reading a theological textbook that says that God is loving and that He is wise and that he's glorious, and then there's a difference with you actually tasting and finding out God is loving, he is wise, and he is glorious.
同样的，仅仅是读神学上的书，知道神是荣耀的，有慈爱的，有智慧的，还有去真正尝到神的荣耀、智慧、慈爱，这两者间是很大的不同的。
Apostle Paul didn't want them to just read about the goodness of God. He wanted them to taste the goodness of God.
保罗希望以弗所人不只是读神，乃是去尝神。
He wanted their theology to make that 12-inch journey from their head into their hearts.
他想要这些以弗所人已有的神学知识能够转换成对神的经历。
And he knew that the only way for that to happen is if the Holy Spirit would make it happen.
而唯一让这件事能发生的唯一办法就是让圣灵来做工。
But why would the Holy Spirit, but why would the Apostle Paul pray that God would give them the Holy Spirit?
但是为什么保罗为他们祈祷说神应该赐给他们圣灵呢？
If you read verses 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul says that they already received the Holy Spirit when they believed in Jesus.
在13到14节，保罗说，当这些人信主的那一刹那，圣灵早就已经与他们在一起了。
So why would the Apostle pray that God would give them the Holy Spirit?
那这样为什么保罗还要继续祷告说，请求神赐给他们圣灵呢？
The Apostle Paul knew that they had the Holy Spirit, but they weren't truly experiencing the Holy Spirit.
因为保罗知道，虽然他们已拥有圣灵，却没有完完全全的去使用出来。
They weren't experiencing his ministry of wisdom and revelation.
他们没有完全经历到圣灵所赐出来的这个智慧和启示。
And so basically, the Apostle Paul was praying, Dear God, please cause the Holy Spirit to use his ministries of wisdom and revelation to help the Ephesian Christians know you better.
所以就好像保罗在说这样，在做这样的祷告。主啊，神啊，恳求你能够让这个圣灵能够借着他的这个智慧还有启示来帮助这些以弗所人来更加的经历认识你。
Has your spiritual life gone dry?
你的属灵生命是不是已经枯干了？
Does God seem more like a theological concept than your personal daddy?
神这个字对你来说是否只是一个神学上的知识，而不是一个很亲密的天父朋友？
Then you can pray a prayer like this. Dear Holy Spirit, reveal the Father to me. Make him real to me.
那你可以做以下的祷告。圣灵啊，请你来对我启示天父，让他对我来说是真实的。
Do you have Christian friends whose love for God has grown cold?
你是否有基督徒的朋友，他们对神的爱是已经变凉了？
And you can pray, Father, may your Holy Spirit reveal yourself to them.
若是你可以为他们祷告说，天父啊， 愿你的圣灵来再次的为他们给他们启示。
Help them to see you in all your glory, all your love, and all your wisdom.
帮助他们能够看见你所有的荣耀、慈爱和智慧。
The Apostle Paul's second prayer can be found in verse 18.
第二个保罗的祷告可以从十八节看到。
I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
Paul's second prayer request was that the Lord would enlighten the Ephesians' hearts' eyes so that they would experience God's blessings.
这个祷告就是希望以弗所人能够让他们的眼睛能够眼睛被打开，心里也被打开，完全经历神。
The first prayer deals with who, the second prayer deals with what.
第一个祷告是说明了是谁，第二个祷告是说明了是什么。
First prayer deals with having a personal relationship with the Lord.
第一个祷告是要让他们跟神有一个亲密的行为，关系。
The second prayer deals with experiencing the splendor of his blessings in your life.
第二个祷告是让他们能够在他们生活命里面、经历、神的荣耀。
Again, it's not knowing just about the splendor of God's blessings.
我再说一遍，并不光光只是要知道神的荣耀。
It's actually to know it, to taste it, and to experience it.
而神的荣耀和祝福是要我们亲自去尝、去经历。
Skeptics say, seeing is believing.
很多人会说眼见为凭。
But believers say believing is seeing.
但是信徒我们却说相信了才是凭据。
In other words, if God enlightens you to believe, the eyes of your heart will see the reality of God's blessings.
换句话说，当神能够来照亮你，让你相信时，你才能看到神的这个真实 和这个恩典在你生命中运行。
You can see and you can experience the reality of God.
你就能在你生活里面看到神的确实性。
In particular, Paul prays that God would enlighten the Ephesians to know three different things.
具体来说，保罗希望以弗所人能够知道三样事情。
First, Paul prays that they would be enlightened to know the hope in which he has called you.
第一，保罗希望神能够能够照亮以弗所人，让他们知道神赐给他们的盼望。
The biblical word for hope is used differently than it is used in contemporary language.
圣经里面提到盼望这个字，在很多现代翻译里面有很多不同的翻法。
Today, the word for hope is often used for wishful thinking.
今天盼望或是希望这个字经常是讲到 不切实际的一种希望上的寄托。
For example, I could say, I hope that the temperature doesn't go below 60 degrees next winter in Ithaca.
比如说我可以说我很希望明年冬天 Ithaca 的这个温度不会低于华氏60度。
That's mere wishful thinking.
那这只是很单纯的这个希望而已。
There is little chance that's going to happen.
这个希望能够发生，基本上是不可能的。
But in the Bible, hope means a confident expectation.
但是在圣经里面，希望却是一个蛮有信心、确据的一个期望。
Paul's talking about the assurance of salvation.
保罗是指一个救赎上面的确信。
Paul's saying.God, I don't want them to live in fear about what's going to happen to them after they die.
保罗说，神啊，我不希望他们生活在一个不知道死后去往哪里走的恐惧。
I want them to be sure that when they die, they're going to go to heaven.
主啊，我希望他们能够确实知道他们死后会去天堂。
So please open the eyes of their hearts so that they can see this as a reality.
所以恳求你打开他们眼睛，好让他们知道这样的确信是真真实实的。
Secondly, Paul prays that the eyes of their heart would be enlightened to the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
第二个祷告，保罗说，他指望这圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Paul wanted them to their eyes to be enlightened to the reality of heaven.
保罗希望这些信徒能够知道他们在天堂里面的这个产业是何等丰富。
This year, Bill Gates regained the title as the richest man on earth.
今年，比尔盖茨重新得到了全世界最富有人的这一个名号。
His net worth now is $72.7 billion.
他现在的这个身价是72.7乘以10的九次方美元这么多。
And yet his wealth on earth pales compared to the wealth that each of us Christians will experience in heaven.
可是他这样的财产跟我们这些基督徒在天上有的产业比起来却是非常的逊色。
In other words, if the eyes of our hearts can be enlightened, we will see that we are very wealthy.
如果我们的眼睛能够真的被神打开，我们就可以确实看到我们是非常非常富有的。
Third, the Apostle Paul prays that the Ephesians be enlightened to God's incomparably great power for us who believe.
第三，保罗希望说，神能够把他这个广大的荣耀能够让他显明给这些信他的人。
Paul's not just praying about the reality of what's going to happen after they die.
保罗并不是光光只说到他们这些人死后的处境。
But he's praying for the reality that they would be able to experience the reality of God's power in the here and now.
也是说明他们在死前在现在这个生命里面就可以享受到的这个从神来的真实。
And then Paul describes that power in verses 19 through 23.
那在19到23节，保罗也提到了他们现在就能经历的这些。
That power is like the working of the mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the age in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The body of Jesus had been decaying in a grave for 3 days.
耶稣的身体死在坟墓里三天。
Think about the power that God exerted to raise the body of Jesus from the grave.
你能想象一个大能把这个死掉的身体从死里复活是何等大的吗？
That's the kind of power that's inside of you.
这样同样的大能也同样在你生命里面有。
Think about all the combined power, the combined military power, the United States, China, of NATO, of Russia and the Arab world.
你能想象一下所有军事的这个军事的能力，包括了美国、中国、北大西洋公约组织、俄罗斯还有阿拉伯所有国家的军事力量的总和。
And that power just pales compared to the power that Satan and his demons have.
这所有的军事能力的总和，比起撒旦跟在他邪恶势力的能力比起来，甚至是有如小巫见大巫。
Now think about the power that God exerted in placing Jesus in authority over all military power and over all spiritual powers.
那你现在在想象 神给耶稣的权柄大能远远超过这所有的军事能力和邪灵的邪恶势力。
That's the kind of power that's in you.
而同样的那这个样的大能也在我们众信徒神心里面。
Now think about all the stars that are scattered throughout all the galaxies.
你可以想象在银河系中所有银河系中的所有的星星。
They say there's as many stars in the sky as there are grains of sand on this earth.
有人说星星之多有如海沙之重。
Now think about the power that God exerted by placing God or placing Jesus over all the galaxies and putting the galaxies under the feet of Jesus.
那你能想象耶稣他的能力，就想象这所有群星、所有的银河、所有的宇宙都放在基督的脚前。
That's the kind of power that's inside of you.
而你也同样拥有这样的能力。
In other words, God wants to do some powerful things in your life.
神想要在你生命里面做出超大能的力量。
He's given you the power to lead people to Jesus Christ.
他赐给你能力带人信主。
He's given you the power to overcome your sinful habits.
他赐给你能力让你克服你自己的罪。
He's given you the power to bring healing to your broken family.
他赐给你医治你破碎家庭的能力。
He has given you the power to become everything that He has created you to be for His glory.
他已经赐给你所有你需要成为他造你出来去荣耀他的能力。
You don't have to ask for that power.
你不需要再去请求他再给你这个能力。
You already have that power.
因为你早就有了。
Instead,the eyes of your heart need to be enlightened to that power.
而你仅仅是要祈求神打开你的眼睛，让你看到你自己已经所拥有的那份能力。
And just think if everybody in this room that our eyes were enlightened to the power that is inside of us.
你能想象我们在座每一个人的眼睛都能被这样子的打开看见吗？
What a revival would break out.
如果这样的话，我们会有何等大的复兴啊！
What kind of impact would be made on the campuses of Cornell University, Ithaca College, Ithaca High School, and on the residents here in Ithaca?
如果这样的话，我们在这里，康奈尔大学、伊萨卡大学，还有这附近所有的学校，甚至到地级，所有的世界都会有怎么样的一个复兴啊
？The reason why we're not experiencing the power is not because we don't have it.
我们今天没办法完全经历这样的大能，并不是因为我们没有。
Instead, the reason why we haven't experienced it is because we're not praying that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened to it.
而是因为我们没有去祷告，说我们的眼睛要被打开，看见我们有这样的能力。
When I first visited Ithaca about 5 years ago, Pastor Tony took me on a tour around.Cornell campus, the city, and some nearby parks.
五年前我第一次来到伊萨卡，徐牧师带我参观这个城市，带我到处走走，参观康奈尔学校。
You know the word that I said at every stop.
我们去的每个地方，你知道我都说了什么吗
？Wow.
哇。
He showed the waterfall between the north and south.Campuses at Cornell University, and I said, "Wow."
徐牧师带我看到南校区、北校区的瀑布，我看到就只说哇。
He took me to the suspension bridge, and I looked down at a waterfall, and I said, "Wow."
他带我到那个看起来会掉下去的吊桥上，我看一看就哇。
He showed me Ithaca Falls.I said, wow.
他带我到伊萨卡瀑布看，我又说哇。
He showed me several other waterfalls, and I said, wow.
他又带我去看一些其他的瀑布，我也说哇。
Guess what I say these days when I walk by one of those waterfalls?
但是当我今天如果在经过这些瀑布的时候，你觉得我，你猜猜我说了什么
？I don't say anything.
我什么都没说。
I don't even notice them.
我甚至没有察觉到他们的存在。
I've lost my sense of wonder for them.
我已经失去了我对这些东西的惊奇了。
And I don't regain that sense of wonder until a visitor from like Kansas comes and visits, and they look at those waterfalls and they say, "Wow."
而我只有在外来的朋友他们我带他们来，他们看到这些瀑布然后说哇的时候，我才能够重新体会我当年的这个份哇。
Many of us have lost our sense of wonder for God.
我们也是很多人已经失去了我们对神的这份惊奇。
When we read in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 1 through 14 about his glory, love and wisdom, we should have said, wow.
当我们在读到以弗所书一章，读到神的荣耀、神的恩典、神的慈爱跟智慧时，其实我们应该要有的反应也是哇。
But probably most of us weren't that impressed.
可是我们大部分人却没有这样子哦。
When we read about the hope, inheritance, and power we have in the Lord, we should have said like, wow.
当我们看到神在为我们预备的产业时，我们真的应该说哇。
But we were probably thinking, eh, big deal.
但是可能我们心中却想呀，随便啦。
But that's only because we know about God.
但是那是因为我们知道神。
We don't really know God.
可是我们并不在经历神。
We don't know him in all his glory, love, and wisdom.
我们并不完全经历到神的荣耀，还有慈爱跟智慧。
We're not really experiencing the hope, the inheritance, and power in our lives.
我们并没有完全经历到神在我们生命里面的给我们的盼望还有能力。
Do you want to regain your sense of wonder?
你想要重新得到你对神的惊奇吗？
Do you want your theology to make that 12-inch journey from your head into your heart?
你想要让你所有的你所拥有的神学的知识能够帮助你真实经历什么？
Then let's pray Ephesians chapter 1 to the Lord right now.
那我们就借着以弗所书一章来这样子的祷告吧。
Father, I'm not satisfied with knowing about you.
主啊，我不满意只光光知识上认识你。
I want to know you.
我想要确实经历你。
Please give me your spirit of wisdom and revelation so that I may know you better.
请你赐给我你灵里的智慧和启示，好让我能够更确实经历你。
And open the eyes of my heart so that I can experience your hope, your inheritance, and your power to their full capacity.
帮助打开我的眼睛，好让我能够确实经历你的盼望、你的产业，还有你的大能，能够让我知道这他们是何等的真实。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.